Now turn to part three. You will hear five people talking about their favourite teachers. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to F what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1. My high school calculus teacher, Mrs. Linda Pledger, ranks as one of the best teachers I have ever had. She consistently explained quite complicated concepts and pushed us to the limit. I was never bored in her class. In fact, I struggled to keep up with the math geniuses sitting next to me. Mrs. Pledger was not as young and as cool as my Latin and history teachers, but I respected her a great deal. She saw that I consistently made an effort and, in a sense, rewarded me by answering my numerous questions with much patience. I even called her occasionally at home the night before an exam when panic struck. Now that's what I call a really good teacher. Speaker 2.
The best teacher I ever had was an English teacher. Her classes were successful because she was both encouraging with her students and kept the classes interesting. She encouraged us to be creative while writing essays and to put our own personality into what we were writing. The classes were quite democratic also. There was a lot of discussion. We felt like we had a say in the direction the class would take, and we would talk about things which interested us, rather than just following the topics in the book religiously. I think that the students are more likely to pay attention if they are interested in the content of her class. Also, if learning is fun, it doesn't really feel like learning. The other thing I took from her classes is that it's often better to encourage than to criticize. It depends on the student, but some students feel disheartened if they are constantly being told they are making mistakes.
Speaker 3.
A great teacher can certainly change her student's life and leave a lasting imprint. I was lucky enough to have one such teacher in elementary school. I come from a mid-sized blue-collar town with disproportionate unemployment and very little focus on or interest in education. Many schools have fewer than 40% of students reading at grade level, and our schools are constantly under the threat of being taken over by the state. Most classrooms are bare and gray with leaking pipes and broken desks. But my teacher, affectionately known as Miss M, spent her own money to decorate the room with colorful charts and posters and plants and games. Walking into her room was like an escape from the world, entering a secret garden of learning where we all felt safe and encouraged to learn and discover.
Speaker 4.
My best teacher was Mrs. Rowland. She taught us history through stories of great leaders who made both wise and unwise decisions. And she told us her travels to missions around the world and the effects on average citizens that leaders' decisions have. She was an unfailing taskmaster who demanded our very best at every turn, and a kind and loving soul who would pick us up and comfort us when we were not at our best. She was the person who actually made me care about school and my future. I was lucky to have her as a teacher, since it was her last year before retiring. Without her, I don't know where I would be right now.
Speaker 5.
My best teacher ever was at university. He taught me thermodynamics. He came into class on the first day of the semester and told us the following. I am not going to tell you anything that you can read from the textbook. And he certainly didn't. He told us in advance what topic he will cover during the next class, and we were expected to read about it before coming to see him. He would then tell us how the science was discovered, the application it made possible, lots of anecdotes, funny stories about colorful characters and about careers made it ruined. I had never learned so much about anything as I did during his class, and for the first time in my life, I fully understood what education was all about. Later in life, I spent many years teaching on many levels from high school to college, and I always tried to live up to his example.
That is the end of part 3.